Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are talking about benefits of fasting. Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did not eat, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Praise the Lord. Verse number 14 says that, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. Praise the Lord. Benefits of fasting. Please take your seat. The first point to make is that fasting is very, very beneficial, both spiritually and physically. After the baptism of Jesus, the Bible says that he returned from the Jordan, and then straight away, he being full of the Holy Ghost, he was led into the wilderness, and there he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Please take note that Jesus, first of all, had come from an encounter through his baptism. Baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan. And yet, the next important step he took after that powerful supernatural encounter was to fast. That means that encounters with the Holy Spirit do not replace fasting. That you believe that you are having encounters with the Holy Spirit is not the reason why you will not fast. Actually, encounter, fasting after encounter will make you better. Number two, it is the Holy Spirit who led Jesus into the wilderness to fast. That simply means that fasting is spiritual. Fasting is what? That is why it was not man that led Jesus to the wilderness to fast. Or Jesus had not made a decision to fast. Even though these two that I've said could be the reality of someone, but in the case of Jesus, as recorded, it was the Holy Spirit that led him into the wilderness to fast. So fasting is very, very spiritual, and it is in the will of God. It is the will of God for people who have been sent on an assignment here on earth to do something great to be fasting. That if you are here for a great assignment by God, for God and country, for family and your generation, fasting is one of the things that you spiritually have to embrace. Number three, the Holy Spirit found it necessary to lead Jesus into the wilderness to fast because he saw that there was a devil in the scene when Jesus was here to fulfill his agenda. We fast also with the mind that we need the conditioning of the Spirit to be able to deal with the devil who is here with us, and his agenda or his mission is to divert, distract, frustrate until the person that is on assignment will fail. And so the Holy Spirit, seeing it necessary for Jesus to build the required capacity led him to the wilderness to fast. And you find out that after the fasting, the first major entity that met him was Mr. Man, the devil. So, one of the ways that will make the devil have a field day around you is to play with the issue of fasting, which is very spiritual. I mean, if Jesus fasted, you have to fast. It doesn't matter the grammar anybody will be telling you. You cannot say that you have been called for any great thing in this life, whether as an individual or as an organization, and you don't want to be spiritual. Fasting is one of the roads, one of the channels to uphold your spirituality. If you are here, say, I'm here. Why? Because, as we will learn, it will purge your system and make you conditioned for the power of God to run through you properly. That is, it will prepare you as a vessel to be able to connect with God. It will make you have the right spiritual conditioning to receive from God, to be sharp against the enemy that is trying to frustrate you, and to have the weight and operate in the realm where you'll be able to exact your dominion here on earth. A person that is not giving to fasting is cheating his or her destiny. It hasn't changed God, but it changes you. It makes you more sensitive and more suitable for spiritual operations, for spiritual functionality and productivity. Fasting is important. Tell somebody, fasting is spiritual. I can't hear you. You have to wake up. Tell somebody, fasting is very, very spiritual. And tell somebody, all spiritual people, they fast. Ask them, do you know that? All spiritual people fast. Verse 14, the Bible says that, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. A church that doesn't fast is going to become weak. An individual that doesn't fast is going to become spiritually weak. And when you are spiritually weak, it hinders the flow, the proper flow of your destiny, especially from your angle, not from God's angle, from your angle. Because listen, Ezra Aziodro, do you understand the Greek I spoke? Bible said, a man can receive nothing except what is given to him from what? Abba. And I'm saying that the things that are given to us from above, they are heavy. And they are weighty. And it doesn't take carnality to connect with spiritual matter. Bible says spiritual things are spiritually discerned. That word discerned means that they are spiritually known. You become spiritually conscious of spiritual things when you are spiritual. I'm saying that fasting enhances your spirituality. That simply means that some things will be downloaded on the spiritual plate for some brothers and sisters here, and they will have no clue about it because carnality has taken over. For it to be clear for you, spirituality is required. And when you fast, you gain spiritual strength. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Next time when you are coming back for that job, make sure you are coming in a higher power. You didn't hear that thing. Next time when you are coming for that interview, make sure that you come in a higher power, in a higher anointing. When you are returning for the next level, Make sure that you are coming in a higher dimension, in a higher power, in a higher anointing. Are you here with me at all? Next time. Next time when you are going for, you are returning for that tender, that bid, that contract, make sure. Because people are not coming lightweight. You have to return in the power of something. And if you are a Christian, you must return. Don't come back again with that same level. Return with a higher level. Are you here with me at all? And what gives you the opportunity to return with higher spirituality is fasting. Power never fail. When you fast and open yourself up for the Holy Ghost to move in you. As for God, He will give you. As to whether you'll be able to carry it, that's another conversation altogether. And there are many people who have been given, but they can't carry. Are you here with me at all? Because umuha, uniahoding. You lack the power to. Your Bible said your power is small. Therefore, you are bullied by demons, bullied by opportunities, because your power is small. Fasting will make your power increase. Tell somebody, fasting is important. Fasting is important. That's why Satan doesn't want you to fast. Because when you fast, everything will be functioning at a higher level. Are you here with me at all? Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. Let me say that there are some places and dimensions you will not be able to enter until you come with power. If you want to go into Galilee, power must be on ground. Return in the power of the Spirit. And look at what happened. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. This man, he grew in that region. But they did not recognize him as such until he returned in the power of the Spirit. Then Bible said that there went out the fame of him in that region. There is a way that you'll be sitting on potential without recognition until you make yourself available unto fasting. Then whatever you are sitting on or is sitting on you or in you will start making inroads. They went out. Some things will not go out because they are choked by a lot of carnality. Until fasting will purge the system, the real thing will come out. Fasting is important. Tell somebody, if you are for something great, you need to fast. You need to fast. That's what we say. The reason why the guys in the area, they can't find you. Too much food has covered you. Your fame is not going up. Your beauty is not going up. Your intelligence is not going up. The thing that will market you with the blessing of the Lord is that you must be an addicted faster. If there's anywhere there. Then all of a sudden you see that, hey, whatever has been with you all this while, now will receive supernatural marketing. Because it is the Holy Spirit that led him to the wilderness to fast. When he brought him out of his power, the Holy Spirit took the duty, the assignment to also market him. Chale, I have sent the guy there. I know what he has gotten. Now receive him. Now he's the main guy. Are you here with me at all? When you stay with God like that in a fast, when he brings you out, he is the one that will send whatever he has given you out into people, that this person is a marriage material, this person is a ministry material, this person is a nurse, a child, this person, are you here with me at all? Because he knows what you have gotten in the secret place, he has to market you in the public place. If you are not a usual customer in the secret place, you will be scarce in the public space. That's why the market does not recognize you. Because the only thing that recognizes you is food and comfort. Food and comfort.
That's why where you are has become a comforter to you. Comforting yourself at a low level when you are supposed to be at a high level. It's a fame of him. Any good thing you are doing has the capacity to reach ends without measure, ends without limit. There is something limiting how far, how influential your life can be. And look at the next verse. Please, verse 15. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. After fasting, the simple things will bring glory. Are you here with me? So I encourage you, tell somebody, pastor is encouraging you to take your fasted life very serious. And tell somebody, all your life you have been eating, you will not die. If these 12 days you set your food aside and seek the face of God. Tell somebody, seek the face of God. Set the food aside. Are you not tired eating? Fasting is powerful. You have a new seat. The way to establish yourself on that seat is by fasting. It's not by, let me know the people here, let me love the people here, let me become a social bird. You die like a bird in the forest. You need power. That's why kings were anointed before they were enthroned. Don't go into the throne thinking that, oh, my social destiny, my social destiny. Ube, whoa! The arm of flesh, it will fail you. I want you to get very, very crazy about fasting. Get what? If you were a young lady, you were a lady here, let fasting lead you. If you were a young man here, let fasting lead you. Praise the Lord. Fasting, stay in the presence of God. Kudasava la kukuva tahasha. Inkelevendos kolavaya. Sekledu, sevredi, garaba. Pray, sir, set for yourself. I'm praying 3 hours. I'm praying 5 hours. I'm praying 2 hours. I'm praying 1 hour. Are you here with me at all? It will shape your container. It will shape your container. Power will enter you. Mokula kafata kalaya. Sebre de gedede. If Jesus came in power after fasting, power will be given to you after fasting. That amen didn't come out at all. You know, sometimes we go through problems and we are worried here and there. Fasting is a major spiritual step to remedy whatever devil's hand is inside. In Ezra chapter 8, watch the scripture. The Bible said the people of God had been sent out to go and then build the house of the Lord. And the Bible said in verse 21, then I proclaimed a fast at the river of Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us and for our little ones and for all our substance. Please check it. The reason why the fast was proclaimed was, first of all, when you are fasting, you are taking convenience out of your life. He said, we did that to afflict ourselves before our God. The fasting is that you are taking the food away. Are you here? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? The fasting is that during the period of the fast, you are taking anything that is pleasurable away. You are fasting, you are taking the movie away. It's pleasure. You are fasting, you are taking the social media away. It's pleasure. Maybe it will not be one all at once. But you have to make sure that you at least you seclude. Because the whole essence of fasting is to make time. To spend time with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on now. Are you sure you are here? So he said that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us. So when you are fasting, you are likely to have clarity of direction for your destiny. What is the word? Clarity. People are in all manner. You have worked there for 10 years. God has moved you on, but you are still sitting there because of job security. If you were fasting, you would know that God has moved. A right. You can be going on a wrong way and people are clapping for you. He said, when we fasted and the purpose of the fast was to get clear direction. Seek of him a right way for us. Please, a right way is different from a wrong way. And there is a right way. That simply means that you can miss road. Sometimes you have missed road and you are comfortably moving. You have missed road and you are comfortably... Are you here with me at all? May you never miss road in Jesus' name. He says one of the things that you do to bring your compass to the exact way that you should proceed is fasting. So mostly when we are fasting, we are seeking of him, of God, a right way for us. Right way for marriage, right way for ministry. Because you can be doing something for a very long time that you lose the best way to do it. Because you are on a routine and you've done it over and over and over. And then sometimes the spirit has changed levels. It's changed direction. The spirit blowed where it is listening. But you are still going this way. The spirit has moved. He told Elijah, he said, this brook Cherit is drying up. I want you to move and go to the widow of Zarephath. I have prepared a move from here. The water is drying up. You can't be there. And God has moved. May it never be your portion in Jesus' name. He said, right of way for us, for our little ones, and for our substance. Please, when you are fasting, you are making yourself useful for your generation. Say you right of way, the direction. Because how many of you believe that when you miss road, a lot of people have missed road? Come, let me see your hand. Just imagine you are an employer of 30 people. And you go into a bad investment. And you lose money. So many people will be laid off. Just because not the 30 people didn't miss road, one person missed road and affected 30 people. Same here, there are people here who meet people in the village and all of that. If you don't go on the right path and something terrible happens, some people, they don't know how they are going to eat. So he said, when you are fasting, the benefit is not just to you, it's also to your little ones. Please, if you love your children and the people you love and who depend on you, fast. Do what? I can't hear you. Do what? Fast. Fasting is a reason why your child will not become a lesbian. No? Because girl loving girl is missed road. And we pray that nobody's child will go into that kind of a thing. Boy loving boy has missed way. May nobody's son be there. Are you here with me? And if peradventure your family member is already in that kind of a thing, as we are fasting, may God direct their path on the right way. He says that when you also fast, it will have effect on your substance. Tell somebody that the reason why you are always begging for something, we now know. Tell somebody, we now know. That the fasting is small. That's why the substance is suffering. When the fasting is much, power will flow towards the substance. I don't know, am I teaching or I'm playing here? Yeah, we know. He said, your substance will be, he said, we fasted for all our substance. Some people never have money. No matter how hard they try. We are fasting. What do you need? Catch you be kind of Greek way. We here fast. We here fast. You never have substance. You need fasting. Your substance is suffering. You need fasting. Are you here? Job fasted and his substance was restored to him. Your substance can be carried up because fasting means you are awake spiritually. And when you are awake, your enemy, when they are carrying baller seed, they will not be able to sow in your garden of wheat. Are you here with me at all? That you are asleep is the reason why your substance is disappearing. See that we are there now. Because of no fasting, a pastor who doesn't fast, substance will go. This church is not administrational. Administration is good, systems good, structure good, culture good. But at the end of the day, Masa, say ya kasakasa nkenipa mbao. Because some of the people sitting in the congregation, they can talk more than the pastor can talk. This, whatever we are saying here, some people can say it better. People are here, they gathered at the foot of the mountain because Moses had gone to fast 40 days, 40 nights. They gathered at the foot of the mountain. Nobody is gathering to hear you say what is in your head. They are gathering to see a man who has met God, who has spent time in the presence of God. That's the kind of man people gather. Are you here with me at all? Nothing will gather around you. No substance around you because you think you are who you are. Money will not gather around you. People will not gather around you. Opportunities will not gather around you until you have the spiritual power to magnetize them. Now, then we won't fast into you have become non-magnetic. You have become unfavorable. Favor will cut out. Esther fasted. And then when she appeared, what the king saw was not beauty, saw favor. Because fasting was on ground. May you see the substance of your life appear in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. Too powerful. Finally, look at this. Next verse, and then we'll pray. Next verse, please. It said, for verse 22. It said, for I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way. Because we have spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. So as they were going, they realized that there was an enemy in the way. But they had already made yeye to the king that we don't need soldiers. Then they met an enemy in the way. Then some people suggested that, Charlie, the king is very, you know, nice to you. So just ask of him to give you, you know, horsemen and soldiers to help you because of the enemy in the way. And he said, hey, instead of going to man first to ask for help, to deal with an enemy in the way, we can go the way of fasting and clear the enemy in the way. I'm telling you that a better way of clearing whatever enemy is in the way is fasting. Whether it's sickness that is the enemy in the way, are you here with me at all? A medical report that is an enemy. Don't you hear the things the doctors are saying? A better way of clearing that enemy in the way is what? Fasting. Enemy in the way, he said, you won't marry. Church will not grow. One pastor said, his church started shrinking. He went into a 70-day fast. On the 70th day, he was fasting, lying on the altar, when a hand tapped him and said, watch this. And he started looking. And the Lord said, there is this evil person sitting in your congregation. He's releasing a foul smell and he's sucking everybody out. Came out of the vision. The vision, the revelation came on the 70th day. Some of you who fast and you when would they, when would there be 6 p.m. when will 4 knock, when will they say you as if you don't eat you will die. As I'm preaching right now, some people are not hearing what I'm saying. Because all your mind is, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat, I want to eat. 70th today. He stood and started binding you, foul spirit. I bind you and command you. He said that the Lord said, cast it out. He bound that very week. All the dead souls, not knowing he has plenty members, they have all gone to sleep. Somebody told me something recently, and I saw that, pastors, we have to pray. He said, pastor, I have ironed my dress for 1 month in my room, set my wig for 1 month, and I did that to go to church, and I have not gone to church. He said, when I want to go, nah, then I will lie down and sleep and watch a movie. Well, pastor, I saw one by you. And one of them say, hey, God, I need to fast. And this thing that you are doing, clients are not coming, members are not coming, customers are not coming, people are, you have calculated a number of people and they not even 10% is showing up. You need to fast and pray. Sonala kafataya. Pastor said, the church began to boom after the fasting. Not knowing that the enemy is sitting in there spiritually, driving people away. You will not understand why some people don't show up at your restaurant. You will not understand. You will not understand why some people don't show up in your church again. Chale, akwanchira oko tufona yeti awasore no. You have no idea. There's an enemy in the way. Yeah. They come. When we came here, there was an entity that was directing traffic away from this place. Anybody going to church? Traffic away. I saw it be anyhow. Not knowing. No wonder no church was surviving here. And if we sleep, the traffic warden will come back. Because as for spirit, Bible says when you cast them, they will go. When they come and everybody is sleeping, and the place is conducive means that we are just enjoying music. We are enjoying preaching without praying, preaching without fasting. So, by the time you know, a church that should be overflowing with overflow and causing whatever to the devil in the community, we shrinking because fasting is small. If you are ready to bind the enemy in the way, please rise up. These 12 days, no. Please, if you are clapping, clap like somebody who is fast. These 12 days, you and food, you don't have any covenant. When you are breaking the fast, leave the king care alone. Keep yourself light for the next day fast. That's why leave the king care alone. Leave the king care alone. Leave the cabo alone. Hey! Leave the cabo alone. Leave the banku alone. Leave the rice. Leave the rice. You fast, I say, I'm going to add your love. Bonsame jiju bao. Oh, jiju. There's an enemy in the way. He's trying to use jollof to exchange your life like Esau. Like Esau. Yes, if you want to buy an animal, say, if you have really, really, really become spiritual, bread, 10 stone into food, this thing called food. Be careful with, tell somebody, Adam's downfall was food. Esau's downfall was food. Only Jesus passed him. Hey. Don't let food become your nemesis. Okay, count me, Charles. Tea bread. I don't want this smell of any kind of pastry. to me sell fast and then I got you so and then they say he didn't there and yeah you're china you better you bet to us these 12 days in the year will be anything now what I was saying that you know will be him catch and so who saying who no answer we yes him because we break in two if we are two now break here that's why you so bad lunch pepe. Hey, this fast, you know, please let me tell you that before we pray, every evening we will do an online prayer. You have to join. We'll be praying every day. We are praying for the 12 days. Yeah. So on Wednesday, we'll come here. Saturday, we'll come here. Sunday, we'll come here. But Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Even next week Friday, you know, I'm going to do 5 hours of prayers here. Next week Friday. And you're by force, so. But who pay one kwa? And who are brava? And our beba. And by an uba umu, you will not die. Tell somebody, if you pray, you will not die. Because next week Sunday, grand and compare some yes idea. Sunday, your point, so any, but by a yabe 5-1. And go cinema to 10 p.m. We are not going to that next day. Now, sorry, why you do this? I'll call the phone about say, hey, man, so my baby who said full of the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'll give you more details. Are you ready for this? Thing? Lift up your hand, say, Father, thank you for the opportunity giving me to pray. Lift up your hand, pray, say, Father, I avail my vessel for your spirit to fill me now. I pray for a new infilling of your spirit in my vessel, in my container. Open your mouth right now, ask the Holy Spirit, fill me afresh, fill me afresh, fill me afresh. La coparigue so se breque leso il quepete li la parasa la baya e con la pila no se breguito zaya e salagada balagada gada balagada gada e salagada balagada malagada gada e salagada balagada gala balagada e sotele belagada belagada mandalagada asada balagada balagana malagada e pelegede belegedebe e kola bababa. Oh Lord, apa papa para gaba gaba gada gada isada bada bada bala gada ba asala bala gada bala gada bada e peregede belegede bede bede apara gada bada gada mandala gada ba e katala baka patala bala kapa akola kapatali apala gada ikatala balakada la bataya ashakala balagada balagada atalagada balagada malagada ekele pelekete ekwatata la kwatata akala bakapa kalabadaba ashalagada bada akatala bakata atola balakala bata ikola balagada balagada eshole belegede bede bede eshalagada balagadaga etola badagada bada John mashalagada balagada ashalagada balagada ba eshole gede belegede itola badabada ba azala bada balagada ba akatala bakapatala ba lepete lepe lepe elegede belegede balagada balagada la bata ashala balagada balagada ba atola gada balagada balagada ashala balagada balagada ashakala kala balagada gada ba atola gada balagada balagada ashala gada balagada atola gada balagada ba ashala gada balagada ba atola gada balagada ba ashala gada balagada ba atola gada balagada ba ashala balagada balagada atola gada balagada ashala balagada ba atola gada balagada gada balagada gada balagada gada balagada ashala balagada balagada ashala gada balagada gada ashala gada balagada gada atola gada balagada ya ashala balagada gada ashala. Holy Spirit, fill me afresh. Shut up. Lift your hands, say, Father, let me be spiritually discerning.
Let me be spiritually discerning.
In these 12 days of fasting.
In these 12 days of fasting.
That I'll be able to discern spiritual things.
To discern spiritually.
Give me sharp discernment.
Give me sharp discernment.
Higher antennas.
Higher antennas.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let my discernment.
Let my discernment.
Be sharper by your spirit.
Be sharper by your spirit.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Let the Holy Ghost.
Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Sharpen my discernment.
Sharpen my sensitivity.
In the name of Jesus.
Sensitivity.
Against evil.
Sensitivity.
For opportunities.
Sharpen my discernment.
Open your mouth right now as I pray. My wisdom. Sharpen my spiritual wisdom. Mashele kopere. Isola kapakaya. Itora batia. Akala bada bada bada. Itola patala bada. Atula bala kapata. Isola bada bada. Aseda la bada. Itola bala bata. Itola brada bada. Sala poala bada bada. Atula bala bata. Isola bala mataya. Isola beregede. Atula bala mataya. Atulia para. Isola bada bada. Ashala bada bada. Atula balata. Isola balaya. Atula balata. Atulia palie. Atulia palie. Atulia palie. Atulia palie. Esola baraya. Oh my Father, that you will sharpen our discernment, oh God, our sensitivity by your power. Let there be clarity by your power. Ila barando sela, isola gabadaya, ashala badada bada, antara bada bada. Let me not miss you. Let me not miss the devil. Let me not miss opportunities. Ashala bada, etola bala bata, etula bala bata, esola bala bata, esola bala bata, esola bala bata, etula bala bata.
Give me power.
Say, Father, increase your power.
Increase your power.
And your hand upon my life. Increase your power.
Increase your power.
In my life.
Increase your power.
In my life.
Increase your power.
Upon my destiny.
Oh Lord.
Let me step out there.
In the power.
As I wait upon you.
These 12 days.
Increase your power.
Upon this house.
Upon this church.
Upon my life.
Open your mouth right now. Balakwa pata likute sese. Isola kapataya. Isola kapata bataya. Itole belegede belegede. Esula kapala. Shala garabala kapala. Itwala
Church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Out of
principalities, the powers against the keeper's house never prevail. As we pray, we declare by your power, no weapon against the keeper's house shall prevail. Against this ministry shall prevail. By your power, we overcome satanic traps. We overcome satanic decision. We overcome demonic operations in our midst. Any attempt to collapse the church, to frustrate the growth of the church, the leadership, to manipulate, we pray now by your power. Let the enemy in the way be cleared. Let the enemy in the way be defeated. Let the enemy in the way be shut up by the authority of the blood. We pray for your church that there shall be an open heavens, that there shall be multitudes saved for Jesus, that there shall be the hand of God, the visible hand of God, testimonies. We pray for takeoff, that hearts shall be on fire. Hearts will be on fire. Let hearts be on fire. Let hearts be on fire. In this conference, hey, let hearts be on fire. Let people catch your spirit and run in honor and in dedication. Let the heavens open. Let there be manifestation of your power. I shall may we see your hand in Guatemala in this takeoff. May we see your hand in this takeoff. May we see your hand in this takeoff. Let your hand be visible. Paraguata, Itolapata, Atuliapa, Itelebele, Ishalapa. Shalom. Shulapalete, Eshalabada, Atora Rabada, Eshadula Paya. Lift up your hand right now. Say, hear ye the word of the Lord. We declare right now an open heavens by the power in the name of Jesus. Wherever human beings are, we declare the fame of Jesus in all those places through the keeper's house as a church and through my personal life as an individual. I pray right now. Let the fame of Christ spread everywhere. Through this ministry. Through the takeoff. Lord. Draw man unto yourself. So I receive power.
And worship.
Of who you are, let it be. Bow before Elohim.
Use that same passion. Worship the Lord. Everybody, come on.
Elohim, God of the universe.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.